This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, and always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon, leading you into Washington Nationals baseball. Let's just say this. Preseason opener last night for the Washington Commanders, mixed bag result. We'll talk about all of that as we roll throughout the show. We'll touch on a couple of other preseason items throughout the National Football League as well. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as well, before we slide up on out of here. But, yeah, last night, if you got to watch, first and foremost, just to get the chance to scratch the itch, that was probably the best part of last night for me as a spectator, and I'm sure it was probably the best part for you as well. Getting to scratch that itch, watching football for the first time in a long time, and I guess we've had, you know, a couple of preseason games. We had the Hall of Fame game last week. We had the start of week one of the preseason on Thursday, but it's different when you're sitting in front of the TV and it's your team and it's all you care about. And I'll tell a funny story here. Actually, to start the second half, I was hot. First of all, after watching the first half, how could you feel good about what you were seeing, albeit you were without 30 players? But to make it about myself for a second, I was struggling to get a video to upload yesterday as I was leaving the station. I could not get my Super Six Pack to upload, so it caused me to leave later than I wanted. So I'm doing 85 all the way home from here to Montgomery County, and I'm able to go straight home. The plan was, as I do for most preseason games and most games that I'm not having to work here, which is like rare, you know, you decide you want to get something good to eat. So I'm thinking, I haven't tried the Popeyes crispy wrap yet. You know, I'm a big wrap guy. Throw everything inside of a tortilla. Makes life better. So because the video didn't upload and I left the studio later than I wanted to, I didn't have the time to stop. And because I didn't have the time to stop, I think I got in front of the TV at like 7:33, right as Travion Henderson was running the bad boy back 100 yards on the opening kickoff of the game. So I didn't get to stop and eat. Halftime comes, and I thought, okay, right before halftime got started, I decided, okay, let's get a DoorDash order in, right? And, you know, I told you I couldn't stop before, so I'm contemplating the DoorDash thing all first half long because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to feel good about myself spending extra money to get the food delivered because I don't want to miss a play. I don't want to miss a snap because I'm just an absolute sicko. So I order my food, and it's, you get in the DoorDash notification, your driver is en route, your driver is approaching. I spent the entire halftime trying to track down my DoorDash driver, and I eventually had to, anytime you have to leave your house to receive a DoorDash order because the driver's that lost, it's normally not a good thing. So I'm having to walk all across my apartment complex to try and find my DoorDash driver that has my Popeyes wraps. I get the wraps. Popeyes didn't put the orders in correctly. I ordered Sweet Heat. I ordered Ranch because I wanted to dress my wraps. No sauce. And then I missed like the first 2 minutes of the second half. So the game last night sucked for me in more than one way. Is why I said all of that. But we'll give you some standouts, some guys who played well, some guys who didn't play so well as we roll throughout the show. But I just want to start with some opening thoughts here. It's preseason, people. And first of all, there's a couple of things I just need to address. From the last time that I was on air, Bennett, you, I didn't want to say you. I guess I set myself up for absolute torture online. Have you seen the comments? Have you seen some of the comments under the post from, was it Thursday night's overtime?
Of the Terry clip, right?
The,
yeah.
The Terry clip?
Not very nice.
Not very nice. Have you ever seen, I look under a bunch of my colleagues' posts, and I just don't know if anyone's receiving the type of heat online the way that I am. And I take pride in it, because all of you are internet bots, internet warriors. You'll never say any of this stuff to my face. I was called a DEI hire. I was told that they just put anyone on air. I was told that I was 27 and stupid. I was told that I say everything for clicks. We have to understand that when you have an opinion, this is what we're paid to do, by the way. We're paid to give opinions. Excuse me for my opinion being ammonia strong is the best way that I would put it. And we'll get to Terry McLaurin a little bit later on in the show. But I just thought, as we're bouncing around here in the opening segment, I appreciate you all for not, I guess my analysis of the game and my analysis of the actual football, you all respect. But when it comes to me saying anything about your prized possession, Terry McLaurin, you have pitchforks outside of my apartment, pretty much. Like, that's what it felt like. People were threatening to beat me up. Like, it's honestly, you would be stunned some of the things that people wrote under these posts. But last night, as I was tweeting throughout the game, didn't get a whole lot of engagement in terms of, like, people responding. But the one thing that I tweeted from the very get-go, and the one thing that I think stood out right off the rip, and I don't know if I can blame Dan Quinn or anybody for this, it's just natural. You cannot, we say this during the NBA playoffs a lot, you cannot fake desperation. You cannot fake urgency. You cannot fake energy. And let's just call a spade a spade. From the opening kickoff, the Commanders came out flat last night. The Commanders looked uninspired from the get-go. And it's not that they weren't ready to play. I don't even want to describe it as that. I think the big difference is Tom Brady having his statue unveiled before the preseason game, I think, provided New England all of the energy they needed, provided the Patriots all of the energy they needed. And they looked like it from the very get-go. Yes, they were playing their starters against our second and third team guys. That's not the point. The point is, from the opening kickoff, we got punched in the face. And that's okay. That happens in the National Football League. It's not going to be your night every night. But what I had a problem with was the sloppiness of the group last night. And I guess that's the best way to describe the team's performance last night, was sloppy. And the numbers speak to that. 13 penalties for 98 yards. That's sloppy. I don't care if it's second teamers, third teamers, guys that are going to be UPS truck drivers a week from now. They just weren't sharp. Now, there's a reason for that. right? A lot of the guys that played last night, this was their first NFL game action. Like I said, you can't fake desperation. You can't fake readiness either. It's just different when the brights, when the lights are bright, right? It's different when there are 20 or 60,000 fans in attendance and there are referees on the field and ball carriers are actually allowed to be taken down to the ground. It was just different. And I think Washington and the guys that played last night, some of them, a good chunk of them, were caught off guard by the speed. They were caught off guard by the physicality. And they were caught off guard by just the overall tempo in which an NFL real game gets played with. See, for all the folks out there that are going to tell me joint practice, get you good enough work. Joint practice is just as valuable as a preseason game. Poppycock. You're bluffing. There's no chance. There's no way you watch a joint practice if you've gotten the chance to see one and you compare it to what we saw last night when there are live bullets flying, when there are people running down on kickoff trying to split your wig. You can't compare what last night was to a joint practice. So that's part of it to me as well, right? But the big thing that I'm going to point at here from an energy standpoint and why the energy felt like it was flat from Washington relative to the Patriots is you're juiced up. Like, you don't think Mike Vrabel and company, you know, maybe Tom Brady even led a pregame speech. Who knows how it went last night for the Patriots, but it was very clear they were juiced up from the opening kickoff. For the opening kickoff. And the final score, you all know, at 48-18, didn't look good in all three phases throughout points of this game, but the energy level from the outset to me is what stood out the most. And I'm not, this isn't an indictment on the coaching staff. This isn't an indictment, you know, on their preparedness. I just think you can't fake energy. And last night, the energy at Gillette Stadium was absolutely out of this world for good reason. The greatest quarterback in the history of the game getting a statue unveiled. That's going to get guys to play above their abilities. That's going to get guys to, you know, outkick their coverage, so to speak. And we can also look at it like this. The Patriots played their starters from the get-go. I love that mentality. I said it yesterday toward the tail end of the show with Grant. I want my guys playing in all three preseason games. I think the only way that you can get ready to play football is by playing football. So not playing any of the starters last night, we'll see what type of long-term impact that has as we get into the regular season and whether or not they start fast or not. But the bottom line is this. Team came out flat last night, and I'll take it a step further. When you're down 30 guys, right? 30 guys did not play for Washington last night. When you're down 30 guys, there is a litany of opportunity for a bunch of bubble guys that are on the fringe of making this roster. Those guys didn't capitalize on their opportunities. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll give you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commander performances from last night. That comes your way next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Just getting rolling as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. You're tapped in to the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to. Throughout this program, we'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as he gave his honest opinion, his honest truth, after last night's tough loss to the New England Patriots, 48-18. Look, not panicking, not screaming about it, just going to talk about it and call a spade a spade. See, I catch a lot of flack for keeping things real. I won't change. You can't make me change. I'll continue to tell it how a T.I. is. Last night was sloppy. Last night, the Commanders got punched in the mouth. Last night, the Commanders came out flat. Last night, the Commanders were without 30 key contributors, including the quarterback, Jayden Daniels. So take what you saw last night with a grain of salt. But the bottom line is this, and I, you know, laid it out in the opening salvo here. Yes, the Commanders, I thought, came out flat. Can you blame them for not matching New England's energy? Not totally, because like I always say, you can't fake urgency, you can't fake desperation. Tom Brady having that statue unveiled in front of Gillette before last night, you know, kind of paints the picture of the energy that the Patriots were playing with from the opening kickoff when Travion Henderson takes it 100 yards. Now, by the way, for as bad as that opening kickoff felt, if the referees were worth the damn, the play comes back. The play comes back. Colston Yankoff was held egregiously, but it's preseason for the refs as well. So it ends up in a touchdown. But look, nothing to panic about. Jeremy Reeves was not on that opening kickoff. He is a regular starter on your kickoff unit. But there were a couple of guys on that kickoff unit that will be playing during the regular season. Kay Medrano, Nick Ballore, right? Like guys that, you know, you expect to see. They didn't make the tackle. Obviously, he runs in for a touchdown. To me, there was a snowball effect after that. And that's more so of what my issue is if I have one. Because like I said, it's preseason. It's tough to really have any issues. But as we do after every game day for the Washington Commanders, it's time for me to bring you another installment in L Super Six Pack, my top six performers from the preseason opener.
Super Six Pack. Three, two, y'all. One.
All right. Number six in Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six performers from the preseason opener. Number six is Jeremy Reeves. If you watched last night, it was very clear and obvious that Jeremy Reeves didn't give a damn that it was the preseason. Crash dummy mentality. Got a penalty last night for hitting a guy too hard. I mean, he just embodies everything that Washington Commanders football is about. Happy to see him play well last night. Happy to see him get snaps on the defense. It would not surprise me. I actually expected that he will get defensive snaps during the regular season. But for the veteran Jeremy Reeves, what a coming out party in the preseason. He was absolutely awesome. Number five, Vanell Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders preseason opener standouts, Noah Igbinoghene. If you got to watch Noah I last night, first of all, this was your starting slot corner last year after they moved Mikey Samuels still to the perimeter. Noah Igbinoghene played the whole damn game at outside corner, lined up some in the slot, made a bunch of tackles. He even had a nice kickoff return. So Noah Igbinoghene, a guy that I think is probably a lock to make this roster. He's your fifth corner at worst. I think he's probably a lock to make this roster. He showed extremely well for himself last night, and I feel like he's someone that deserved a little bit of a shout-out. Number four, the rookie Trey Amos, continuing his strong summer. We've talked about it all throughout training camp. The play that stands out to most for me with Trey Amos is he's running step for step down the right sideline with Mac Hollins, ends up with a PBU, and then there's a toss play that was run to his side. And Joe Witt said it last year when he won All of Our Hearts Over. There is a certain way of life in which we're going to live by on this defensive side of the football. The corners got to be physical at the point of attack, setting the edge in the run game. Trey Amos showed that as well. It was really the only thing that I was looking to see from him because he has been sticky in coverage all throughout camp. Number three, NL Super Six Pack, my top six Commander standouts from the preseason opener. Hey, Bill. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, 7 carries, 24 yards, had a long rush of 9. His best run of the night may have been a run that went for no gain. Offensive line gets penetrated. He breaks through at 3 tackles and ends up making his way back to the line of scrimmage. You felt the violence in his cuts last night. You felt the ability to get downhill with a purpose and with the quickness. The other thing that I liked about Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, consistently falling forward. If you're going to be a successful running back in this league, a start like that last night from Bill is exactly what you need. I'm not crowning him. I'm not saying he's going to be the starting running back. It was a good start to his NFL career, though, last night. Number two, and Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commander standouts, a young man that I actually have been pretty critical of, according to you all. I just said he was underwhelming throughout the first couple of weeks of camp. Josh Connerly Jr., played a fair amount last night at the right tackle spot. Wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I thought he held his own and, for the most part, was pretty darn consistent. Now, him and the left guard had a miscommunication on a stunt and where he gave up a pressure. And then Sam Hartman's interception that he threw, Josh Connerly gave up a little bit of a pressure there as well. But I thought, overall, he was pretty darn good. He was good in the joint practice against New England, according to everybody that I talked to. So when you're seeing your young offensive tackle make strides at this point in training camp, it's a good sign. Think about this, the caveat that we all got to talk about here when it comes to Josh Connerly. Played left tackle all of last year. So flipping over to the right side, the footwork's different, the hand placement's different. But what we've seen over the past 48 to 72 hours from Josh Connerly is super encouraging. Do I still think that Andrew Wiley is going to start week one at right tackle? Probably. But Josh Connerly made up some ground, I would say, in this week against the New England Patriots. And then number one in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six standouts from week one of the preseason, Number one is Johnny Newton. Johnny Newton, I thought, was absolutely awesome last night. Penetrating, did a good job in a couple of run fits. But the play that really stood out for Johnny Newton is, one, the screen recognition, getting his head up, understanding why he was able to scream upfield freely, makes the play on the running back. There was also a play where they run the ball right at him, stacks it up on the line of scrimmage. There was a play in which he got a pressure. He was pretty damn good last night, and you needed to see that from him. Here is the head coach, Dan Quinn, postgame, talking about the performance of Johnny Newton.
I thought what I've seen over the last, you know, probably 2 weeks, I've really felt like his hand use as a pass rusher has stepped up, stepped in. He's got very good initial quickness off the ball. He can beat somebody to the punch. So there was a play, maybe, I don't know if there was a second drive, where he and Martin kind of combined on a sack. You guys probably had a better view of it than me. But I do like what I've seen from him pass rush-wise, his hands. And so I thought he's off to a good start.
I agree with what the head coach said. Johnny Newton looked pretty damn good. The one area with him that I worry about still is, how does he handle double teams? Is he stout enough at the point of attack to not give up too much ground playing the double against the run? But other than that, man, I thought he was pretty darn good. We're going to take your calls here next at 1-800-636-1067. Your standouts from week one of the preseason for the Washington Commanders next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Taking your calls right now on your top standouts from the preseason opener last night for the Washington Commanders. Be honest with you, it was pretty difficult coming up with a super six pack. I'll run through it here again real quick. My top six standouts. Number six, Jeremy Reeves. Number five, Noah Igbinoghi. Number four, Trey Amos. Number three, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Number two, Josh Connerly. And then my number one standout was big Jerzon Newton. I'll give you a couple of honorable mention guys as well. Up front along the offensive line, I thought Chris Paul, who has come in with a new body in training camp, looking more of the part, cutting off some of the baby fat. He looked good last night. I know Tyler Owens had a missed tackle in the open field that a lot of people are going to circle, but if you watched him in coverage last night, was excellent guarding backs and tight ends. I thought he had a good play where him and Trey Amos combined to set the edge on a run. He's someone that I expect to continue to make the most of his opportunities. I know he wants to have that missed tackle back, though. And then I know a lot of this young man's catches came at the end, but Ja'Cory Brooks thought was pretty damn good. 5 catches, 59 yards, including a 16-yard reception. So those are my standouts from the preseason opener. I'll get you my guys that stood out for the wrong reasons coming up here momentarily, but we want to get to your calls here at 1-800-636-1067. Who stood out? What did you like about the preseason opener for the Washington Commanders? Allen is in Chevy Chase, wants to tap in with us. What's going on, Allen?
Yes, hi, Lionel. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, for sure.
To me, actually, the standout was Revo, and I'll tell you why. Because he seemed to go above and beyond what was, you know, you would expect from somebody like him. He doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have that much to prove like the young guys, and he was like, he was out blazing, like on fire. And I have to say about the game, you know, I'm not going to address the offense because that we know where that is. And I get it that most of these people won't be there in the game against New York. But my concern is, I don't know if that sloppiness also ties into coaching, and I hope it's not. But it seems like the team has lost its sense of urgency. If you see...
Allen, I love you, brother. It's the preseason opener, pal. Like, I'm not gonna make it a sweeping indictment on coaching based off of a performance in the preseason opener. I gave you the explanation as to why they looked flat relative to the Patriots. Trust me, I think Dan Quinn and the leaders on that football team do an excellent job getting guys prepared. But let's keep it real here. It's hard to match the energy in a preseason opener when a team is unveiling a statue of its greatest player in franchise history. There was always going to be an exponential amount of energy from the Patriots. They were always going to come out with their hair on fire. I fully, totally anticipated that. But, right, you can't blame Dan Quinn and company. I'm not looking at them saying that they stink because Washington came out flat yesterday. I guarantee you this, they won't come out flat next Monday night against Cincinnati under the bright lights. I guarantee that. So I'm not too worried about how flat they came out. The biggest concern I had, and we'll get to more of them in detail, the penalties was an issue, and then I thought the run defense still struggled. But let's get to your standouts here from the opening game of the preseason for the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Vic is in Akakik, wants to chime in. What's going on, Vic?
What's up, Lunel? I gotta apologize for Commander Nation because I'm indoctrinating another fan. My son is upset with me because he's like, Daddy, the Commanders say last night and you didn't tell me. So,
well, welcome.
But Lunel, hold on, Lunel. I said, look, Daddy ain't want you to have to go through what I went through for the past 25 years. So that's why I ain't really tell you right away. So, but it's all good. So Lunel, let's just talk football. I am not concerned with last night. I'm not going to say I'm not concerned at all, but I'm not concerned as casual fans are concerned. And this is my hard stat line and my qualitative feedback to why I'm not concerned. We made Drake May look pedestrian with our second and third stringers. They had under 20 yards passing with him at the helm. We squeezed almost every window in coverage. Tyler Owens, you and everybody was beautiful in the coverage with Trey Amos. He yes. had nowhere to throw. That's why Johnny Newton was able to press the pocket. That's why our pass rush got upfield, forced him to get off of his off his spots and comfortability to throw the ball, and we got a sack fumble. The issue was on offense. Jack Hartman, I'm saying his name wrong.
Sam Hartman broke my heart, man.
yeah, he was terrible. That was awful. But he was terrible. He did not look like a quarterback that's going to play in the NFL much longer, period. And our offensive line was giving him time. They were giving that backup offensive line was giving him time to set his feet and throw and to get us in rhythm. The running back, McCluskey, I don't want to say his name wrong.
Bill, talk about Bill, yeah.
He, I'm being very plain about this. He flashes more to me in his rookie season than Brian Robinson did. I'm going to leave it at that for now. I'm not going to say he's going to take his spot and all that, because I don't want to have that conversation yet, but I know what I'm looking at. He flashes better with vision. He flashes better with one cut, and he flashes better with explosion. I'm going to leave that at that. So from that perspective, I am more looking forward to see the dress rehearsal and next preseason game.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm like Dan Quinn. I feel the same way about the penalties. But when you have guys that are not going to play in the NFL, they're not going to be –
and that are playing for the first time too, Vic. That's the other part of this. Yeah.
That's another point. Some of them are overwhelmed. Some of them are a little confused what they're looking at. It's coming at them fast. They're nervous. They're anxious because they feel like, am I going to get cut tomorrow? You're not going to have the energy level you would if 70% of your starters are playing on the opposing team. So that's what we got last night. But I was pleased when our twos and threes made their offense look pedestrian.
I totally agree with that, Vic, and I appreciate the call. 1-800-636-1067. Your top standouts from the preseason opener last night for the Washington Commanders. Where are your calls next? Still rocking and rolling as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. You're tapped in to the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 3:35. Nats and Giants come your way at that point. Chris Russell going to join the program coming up at about 1:45. We'll get his thoughts on the preseason opener for the Washington Commanders. Plus, we'll take a spin around the National Football League. Shedeur Sanders looked pretty sweet last night in his preseason debut. Plus, we'll take a look at the preseason games on tap here this afternoon. We're actually getting underway in about 15 minutes with that. I believe Bills and Giants going to kick things off coming up at 1 o'clock. We're getting to see Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson, in his Giants debut. Plus, I think we'll see the preseason debut of the young pup out of Ole Miss, Jackson Dart. So preseason action is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Super-duper excited about that. We'll keep you abreast to every angle here throughout the program. Right now, though, looking at things from a positive lens for the Washington Commanders right now, we'll, you know, give our guys that did not stand out, and I'll give you my biggest concerns as we ease our way into the 1 o'clock hour. But right now, though, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067, what stood out the most to you about last night's preseason game in a positive way? I gave you my Super Six-Pack, and I gave you some honorable mention guys. I thought Trey Amos stood out. I thought Johnny Newton was awesome. I thought Josh Connerly in his action was pretty damn good. I thought Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt I thought was really good as well. I also thought Noah Igbinoghi, for as much as he played, was pretty damn good. Jeremy Reeves, just crash dummy mentality. I loved it, man. I'm not as doom and gloom about the score as a lot of you all are, because there were some pretty good individual performances that I thought was pretty damn good. So I'm curious to see how this moves. So we got some PFF grades as well in here for some guys. And my guy Malcolm Scott Toll tweets at me and says, our guy Mason Kinahan tweeted out the PFF grades. Yeah, like these pretty much check out here. Jeremy Reeves, the highest graded commander last night. Jalen Holmes, Jalen Holmes had an 82.4 grade, but there were a couple of plays where he just didn't set the edge and a run was able to pop. The D-line, and we'll get to the disappointing part of last night, but I thought the D-line as a whole just needed to be a little bit better. Let's go to Kenny in Southern Maryland. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Ken?
What's going on, Aaron?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Man, I can't complain. Thanks for having
Kenny.
Call.
Hey, Kenny, I appreciate all of you that call in. I feel like the people that I talk to on X and on Instagram are way different than the regulars that call my show every time I'm on the air and they hear that badass rejoin music. So I appreciate you because I've wore it over the past couple of days, man. I couldn't believe some of the stuff I read in the comments. So, Kenny, I just appreciate you chiming in. See, what they don't know, Kenny, is I whips ass. See, they don't know that about me.
I already know. That's why I get with you.
But what you got for me, brother?
I ain't gonna hold you too long. I do ditto you and all your on all your selections to stand out from last night. But what was unfortunate, the first half,
yeah,
our running backs and receivers had some routes. They were really open, and we really couldn't tell what they were gonna do after the catch because they couldn't get the ball.
Well, Sam Hartman was god awful. We'll get to the bad part of last night as we get into the 1 o'clock hour. But let's keep it positive for now. What stood out in a positive way to you? Because I think the ugly stuff is pretty easy to see.
Big boy in the line. What's his name?
Talking about Connolly?
No.
Chris Paul?
Nah, the lineman.
Defensive line. Offensive line.
Defense. I'm sorry.
Talking about Johnny Newton.
Newton, yeah, he's explosive. His first step is nice. Same with a couple moves. Him and the quarterback, those are two I was watching. Bill, I just need to see a little more work on him.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree. But with Johnny Newton, to your point, like that was a big standout to me because when you think about what Johnny Newton was touted as, man, if it wasn't for the foot injury coming out of Illinois last year, a lot of folks would have viewed Newton as a first-round pick for the Commanders. Like, he's got that type of talent, that type of juice as a pass rusher, but we just didn't see that from him during the regular season last year. We saw it toward the end of the season, but I thought he had a good start last night. Good play recognition, snuffing out the screen. Then he also saw him and Jacob Martin do a good job running a two-man game, freeing himself up and causing a strip sack. So I thought Johnny Newton stood out for sure. The rest of your standouts at 1-800-636-1067, who caught your attention for the right reason last night in the Commanders preseason opener? Kevin is in Arlington. Wants to chime in. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Mel. Hey, this is a really big ask of you, but so I'll say Amos.
Okay.
You know, he's everything you want. And clearly, Sandristil from Amos, you know, 2 second-rounders in the last 2 years. That gives you a lot of pride that these guys are going to be in that corner room leading the show for years to come. So that's, to me, the positive, okay? And, of course, Bill, you know, you can see.
Oh, it's very easy to see. I was excited about that, Kevin.
Yeah, that's nice. But, I know you're going to segue to the other. Can I start the other? And it is, like you said, it has nothing to do with the score.
Yeah.
It's the hell with the score, okay? But – Now, when you sit 30 guys, basically your starters, what you then see is, well, how's your depth? How are your mid to late round draft picks? How are your UDFAs? And what you can see with Washington, and this is part, a big part, Ron and Amari's hangover.
Yeah.
But we just don't have those players.
No.
And it's a little disturbing also when, you know, and again, just one game, but you know, McCaffrey gets sick. Sennett's invisible. McGee, who I'm very excited about, can't play. I mean, I'm wondering when our guys that have been drafted on the third day by this regime, because any of the other guys drafted before, I mean, you mentioned Chris Paul. You mentioned Reeves. You couldn't mention anyone else who came from the prior regime that did a damn thing. So,
fair point, yeah.
Wanting to wonder about that. Where are we going to be talent-wise, depth-wise, moving forward? Because I didn't see anything that made me excited with a guy that was drafted on the third day, or, you know, I mean, you've heard so much about Tyler Owens being the man last training.
Well, I'll say this, and I appreciate the call, Kevin. Tyler Owens, like, do not let – that's the thing about watching football. It's so difficult to pay attention to everything on every single snap. Just because Tyler Owens missed the one tackle, like, I thought he had a good night overall. Like, really solid in coverage. You didn't see him get thrown at because there was no room. Him and Trey Amos combined on a run stop on one play where they both did a really good job setting the edge. Like, Tyler Owens, like, I tweeted it out, you got to make that tackle, T.O., but, like, that's the unfortunate part. You got to capitalize on your opportunities, but I think, for the most part, he played well. To Kevin's point, and we'll get to this in more detail in the 1 o'clock hour, what you saw last night was more so an indictment on the prior regime and their inability to hit on late-round picks and have, you know, quality depth pieces. The floor of this roster is not good. I'll even take it a step further. You take Jayden Daniels off of this football team, they're a 6-7 win team at best. So last night, I guess, yeah, a humble reminder that you're just in year number two of a rebuild. And, you know, last year you caught lightning in a bottle, and it shows you how impactful the quarterback position is. But I will say this, there were some positive things from last night. I do not want to act as if last night was all bad and I'm going to get too wrapped up in the score. There were individual guys that needed to stand out that did. Johnny Newton is the big one to me. Josh Connerly stood out in a positive way last night. Like, you need those two guys. Those are going to be two dudes that play significant snaps for you next year. Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, I thought was awesome. Like, you see it. There was a play on the right sideline, I believe. I think it was the one catch that he had. The way he's just able to make guys miss so easily. Like, well, you can just tell, man. If y'all been watching ball long enough, or you've been around sports, even from watching in the backyard, if you got kids and you're watching your kids play Little League, you can just tell when somebody can boogie. When you can boogie, you can boogie. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt can flat out boogie, man. Like, I love everything about the kid. Now, do I love him enough to unseat Brian Robinson Jr.? I don't know. Grant Paulson made a great point yesterday when we were together. Because I made the point of, you know, I'm at the point where what I've seen from Bill, I feel like his skill set would allow him to eat into Austin Eckler's snaps more so than into Brian Robinson Jr.'s snaps. Because B-Rob is that bruiser on first and second down. I look at Ja'Cory as kind of like a guy that makes you miss, a demon in the open field. You know, first man's never going to bring him down, similarly to what we saw from Austin Eckler last year. But GP made the good point. Why don't you want to have your best boogiers on the floor at one time, on the field at one time? And I think it was a damn good point. But that's probably one of my biggest positive takeaways. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt looks like the real deal. I still want to see him, though, behind the first-team offensive line and then against another first-team defense. Brian is in Calvert County. What's tapping? What's going on, Brian?
Happy Saturday to know.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, Bucks, baby. Hey, like you said, man, they wanted the damn kick all the way back on the first play. I can't put too much into preseason.
Yeah.
I know it's the first game. But, yes, Amos, he's going to be the real deal, man. I love that guy. And, of course, Newton stand out. But I'll keep it quick. Like I said, I can't put too much into the score. We played, like, hardly any starters, so.
30 guys were out, man. Like, that, not only were starters out, your key backups were out, too. So, like, I give them a little bit of a pass. But as Dan Quinn said, we'll let you hear from DQ a little bit later. Chaps his ass the way that they played.
Real quick one now.
Yeah.
I know you're going to the bad parts in the next hour, but.
Yeah.
The one thing I shook my head, my wife was telling me, the damn kicker, man.
Oh, my Lord.
We can't find a kicker. I don't know what's going on.
And you know what's crazy? He has been, and I appreciate the call, Brian, he has been lights out in practice. Now, the last two practices, I didn't go to the joint practice in Foxborough. But before we had left, before they had left for Foxborough, I thought, you know, Matt Gay was a real bright spot for this group. But when you're a kicker and you're trying to, you know, make a first impression on a fan base, missing your first kick attempt is not the ideal way to do it. 1-800-636-1067. Your positive standouts from the preseason opener against the New England Patriots. Rick is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Rick?
Hey. Oh.
What up, Rick?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All righty. Yeah, I think last night they just wanted to see how the backups and the new players was going to be. I think everything turned out right, no injuries, and that was the main key. So just looking forward to the next preseason game where they can focus on the players that they want to look at who's going to make the team.
Yeah, that's the big part of this. Hopefully we see some starters, man.
Yeah, but Sam Hartman, I think, you know, he's still young. He's the backup. I don't think we should get rid of him because, you know, we already have Marcus Mariota as a backup. So we don't need two well-experienced quarterbacks in the backup. We need another younger quarterback.
Another developmental guy. I'll just say this, roster. Rick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, Shawty was rough last night, man. It's so bad, and we'll get to it in the 1 o'clock hour, Rick. It's bad because you can't get a look at your other wide receivers because he's not putting the ball on target. Right, and I get it, right? You can evaluate wide receivers watching the tape. Do they create separation? Do they not? But when you're trying to evaluate how well a guy runs after the catch, like, it's hard when Sam Hartman's putting the ball in harm's way as much as he did. First hour in the books, though, as we take you up to 3:35. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. We'll continue the autopsy of the Washington Commanders. 48-18 drubbing last night at the hands of the New England Patriots. We took your calls on the standouts from the preseason opener. When we come back, I'll give you what I did not like about the preseason opener for the Washington Commanders. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.